Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Humboldt Countyans often complain about the lack of jobs in our area, especially good-paying ones. I get it. I've seen a lot of people leave Humboldt in order to chase down a good job. Others, they leave after retirement to chase their kids and grandkids around the country because they couldn't find good jobs. There may not be a lot of jobs or grandkids, but there is a lot of beauty here. And that's our ace in the hole. I would have said Trump card, but, well, I digress. I think we need to cultivate a deep love for the rugged outdoors of the North Coast. And if we do that, inculcate into the hearts and minds of our kids, they may come back. For examples, a few weeks ago, my kids drove north from the Bay Area to climb and ski Mount Shasta. Everyone marveled when I told them that there was still snow at the end of May. Yep. Plenty of it, I said. Then 2 weeks later, they came back and hiked the Lost Coast. Now, we have one of the most unspoiled strips of coast in the United States there. If you can walk, you can hike. And if you can hike, you can see some of the most beautiful seashore anywhere. I've been to Maui, Oahu, Kauai, and I think the King's Range on a sunny day compares well to any of those beautiful islands with their dramatic landscapes dropping into the azure waters of the Pacific Ocean. Granted, the Hawaiian waters are a lot warmer. So pry your kids away from the TV and throw out their smartphones. Give them a rucksack or a paddle and kayak, a surfboard, snowboard, or climbing rope, and send them outdoors. There's beauty to be perceived and adventures to be had here, almost unbounded. Jobs, schmobs, they're a dime a dozen. But what about this? Everybody needs beauty as well as bread. There are a lot more good-paying jobs than there are wild and beautiful places left on the planet. I say Humboldt's a great place to live, not because there's a lot of riches here, but because there is a unique confluence of ocean, forest, lakes, and rivers, alongside with a lower population density that makes for good living. Marin or Contra Costa County, you can have the traffic jams and the million-dollar houses. I'll take the redwoods, the beaches, and the Trinity Alps any day. And another thing, in an age of global warming, we've got the climate of the future. I recently picked up a young man who's looking for a job right out of college, and I brought him to Eureka. Now, he had flown from Phoenix, Arizona, where high temperatures had been hovering above 110 degrees Fahrenheit. We met at the Medford Airport, where it was 98, and I thought, getting pretty hot. He relished the cooler weather. Really? I marveled. You think 98 feels cool? Well, wait till we hit the coast. When we arrived in Eureka, it was evening and about 62 degrees Fahrenheit. He asked if it was often this cool. I hung my head almost in shame and confessed, yes, it's often around 60 degrees here. He got a gleam in his eye, then said, I could wear shorts and t-shirts all year round here. Yes. Yes, you could. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.